But what is your body and your brain really working together to do? To keep you alive. It's not here to make you be as comfortable as possible. Is comfort helpful? Yes. But what your body's really out there trying to do is keep you alive. And so that is why when you do anything rash to your diet, like at all, what ends up happening, especially in the short term, is that you might end up receiving some kind of a crash of some sort, or you might end up having extreme mood swings or something like that, because again, your body's used to getting a certain amount of energy and now you're robbing it of such. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Motivate, Grind, Succeed podcast, where our goal is to help you improve your life in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through practical and helpful tips and takeaways with each and every episode. If you like what you hear, don't be afraid to leave a rating and a review, as it really does help and goes a long way. Also, sign up for my email list where you can get access to new episode releases, merch drops, upcoming events, much, 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 much more. All that in the email list. Go ahead and check that out. And finally, if you feel so inclined to support the show, I greatly appreciate you, and you can support me on Buy Me a Coffee. All the links to all that will be down in this episode's description, so be sure to check that out for all the necessary information. And guys, with all that out of the way, we're going to go ahead and get started with this week's episode. And we're going to go ahead and be talking about how it's literally impossible, or next to impossible, unless you're one of the amazing people who are in like the 0.5% who can do this. You can't out-train a bad diet. Okay, so we're going to be talking essentially about the importance of food and what it plays into your diet. And as well, also keep a lookout as on Wednesday, we're going to be having another guest episode. It's going to be a re-upload of an old episode that I did with someone who talked about intermittent fasting. So if you're interested in that, be sure to tune into that one, as that one's going to be a really, really good re-upload episode. Tons of good information in that one. So stay tuned for that. But today we're going to be talking about pretty much two main points here. What is a healthy diet comprised of, and what must you stay away from? So a healthy diet, number one, is comprised of three main macronutrients. We're just going to stick to the macros for today, and that's going to be your proteins, it's going to be your fats, it's going to be your carbs. I know, some of you all probably just felt some type of way because I said carbohydrates. Don't worry, we'll get to talking about that. Let's talk about everyone's favorite thing, protein. Protein is essential for muscle building and muscle repair. Now, how much protein should you be taking in? Well, depends on what your goals are. Usually, as a healthy amount, you should be taking in about 0.8 to 1 gram per pound of body weight. Or some people say, I believe it's about 1 gram per centimeter of height. So either way, those are two different measurements. I'd say take the average of them, and then you can stick to something around that level. But protein in general, like I said, is used for muscle building and muscle repair. So when you go to the gym and then you rip the muscles and you tear them by all the fantastic exercise I know you guys are doing, once you take in all the protein, that is when you will then be able to then repair the muscles as you sleep. That's going to be a whole other topic of discussion by itself. But just know, muscle gains are technically not made in the gym, but rather they're made while you sleep. That's why sleep is so important, because that's when the body can repair. Does muscle repair happen immediately after the stimulus is gone? Yes, it does. That's why eating some protein or drinking a protein shake or something like that right after your workout is usually advised, if you can. Not mandatory, but it helps. But generally speaking, as you sleep, that is when you get the most amount of gains. So get your sleep. Number two is fats. Now, if you eat too many fats, yes, you will get fat. Well, carbs too. But if you eat too many of anything, your body's going to store it as fat. But fats in general, they're really important for hormone production, which is why if you've been around the fitness space for a while, then you kind of know that people who get really, really shredded to the bone, like I'm talking like Mr. Olympian, like sub 5% body fat, they always talk about the negative effects of being so shredded. And one of those is usually they have extreme mood swings because their hormones aren't regulated. Their libido can be low as well. Like I already said, their sleep is bad. Their mood swings are bad. Their performance is also bad because your body's not meant to be in that low of a state of fat for that long of a period of time. because fats are essential to the body, which is why your body has what's called an essential level of fat. And while it's, sometimes it seems as very, very impressive that these people can have such low percentages of body fat, it's not advised to go that low in the body fat, right? And then carbs. Everybody's thing that they love to blame, the devil basically of everything, is the carbs. However, carbs do provide us with energy, and carbs are essentially everywhere. You eat a potato, you have carbs. You eat bacon, you have carbs. You eat a mushroom, you get some carbs. Carbs are everywhere, so it's very, very easy to overeat on carbs. But like I said, they do provide us with energy. So for people who are saying, I'm just going to cut out all the carbs in my diet until I lose fat or until I lose weight, that's usually not the best method to go about it. When you cut out all your carbs, as I said, you're essentially robbing your body of an energy supply. And what's going to end up happening is that your body will end up going into almost a starvation mode, especially if you start off like going from just normal eating to just no carbs the next day. What's going to end up happening is your body's going to recognize that as a, oh no, we're not getting carbs. Okay, hold on. We have to basically slow everything down until we get that next influx of carbs. But what is your body and your brain really working together to do? To keep you alive. It's not here to make you be as comfortable as possible. Is comfort helpful? Yes. But what your body's really out there trying to do is keep you alive. And so that is why when you do anything rash to your diet, like at all, what ends up happening, especially in the short term, is that you might end up receiving some kind of a crash of some sort, or you might end up having extreme mood swings or something like that, because again, your body's used to getting a certain amount of energy, and now you're robbing it of such. Eventually, it will start to tune into the fat stores, yes, but initially, it's not going to be very fun. So this is all leading to what, right? We talked about protein, that it's important for muscle building and repairs. Fats are important for hormone production, and carbs provide us with the energy that we need from day to day. So what am I getting at here? How are we supposed to moderate everything, right? Because everything in life should be done with moderation. So how do we moderate this? Well, if you've been listening to the past few episodes that I've been putting out there, you're going to know definitely number one is going to be dealing with finding your BMR, or your basal metabolic rate. That essentially means looking for and finding what is your baseline level of calories that you need to intake per day just in order to survive, right? This is where the whole thing about the averages of about the average human needs about 2,000 calories or so per day, that's where that comes from. So you need to find your BMR. You can do this with some kind of an online calculator. I usually refer to tdeecalculator.net. That is one that our future guest, who you'll be hearing about on Wednesday, assuming you listen to it on the actual drop day of the episode, that is what he talks about as well. So I would recommend using something like that and then being able to find your BMR that way. Number two is that what I mentioned before already is that your protein should be between 0.8 to 1 gram per pound of body weight, or the body weight that you want to be. That one's pretty self-explanatory. Just essentially, if you want to be at around 200 pounds or you're at 200 pounds and you want to maintain, pretty much you need to eat around 200 grams of protein per day. It's pretty simple. Just multiply the body weight that you want to be in pounds times 0.8, and that is the minimum amount of protein that you need per day. Voila. Then you just take a food scale, measure out your protein. I mean, it's based on the serving size. So if one chicken thigh, let's say, has like, I'm just making these numbers up. Let's say one chicken thigh has like 20 grams of protein, and you need 200 grams, right? 20 grams of protein, you need 200 grams. That means you need 10 chicken thighs worth of protein. I'm not saying go eat 10 chicken thighs, but I'm saying that you will need 10 chicken thighs worth of protein, right? And then fats should be no more than 25% of your daily intake, at least to start as a good starting point. So how do we know what's going to be 25%? That is where our good friend, MyFitnessPal, and now I'm actually testing a new app as well called MacroFactor. MyFitnessPal has been around for a long time. MacroFactor uses more AI to assist. So I'm still testing that out, but so far from what I've seen from that app, it's really, really good. But just for simplistic sake, just stick with MyFitnessPal for now. plug your numbers in. All you got to do is, again, just put the protein to where you need it to be, then make the fat your 25%, no more, because MyFitnessPal does have a slider that allows you to select percent of your daily intake of calories to be what you want in these macros. So set that to be 25%, and then just whatever the rest ends up being 100% for carbs, then you stick with that. That's literally it, okay? So carbs are not the devil, guys. No matter what people tell you, carbs are not the devil. Overeating carbs is the devil, basically, because that's what's going to get you the extra fat. Well, if you call fat the devil, that is, then that's what's going to get you the extra fat. And so all this to say, now, as we're getting to the end of this episode here, is with our second point. This one's kind of self-explanatory, but I just have to make it known. Guys, you have to stay away from the processed foods. No processed junk. Minimize the fast food. I wrote down no fast food, but I know every now and again, we have to have a little something, right? Because after some more research that I've done, I realized you can't just stay away from it forever. If you really, really, really like a quarter pounder with cheese from McDonald's, you can't rob yourself of that forever. Every now and again, you got to get yourself that. In fact, research shows that giving yourself that cheat meal, not a cheat day, a cheat meal. That means one meal out of one day. You can follow the 9-in-1 rule for this one, which is basically for every 10 meals you eat, 9 should be healthy and 1 can be a cheat meal. There you go, right? So that comes out to 1, maybe 2 cheat meals a week. But remember, it's a meal, not a cheat day, a cheat meal, okay? So again, if you want to stay away from that stuff, again, like I said, research says that as long as you give yourself one cheat meal, it'll help you reach your goals faster, because it's almost like a dopamine reward system, because you know something like that is coming. You know that good stuff is coming. Well, not good for you, but you know the good tasting stuff is coming. So your body is also less likely to go into full starvation mode and say, well, since we're not going to get any of this kind of food again, okay, might as well hold on to all the fat. It's much less likely to do that. Because it's much less likely to do that, you're going to be much more likely to then burn off all that excess fat. So what can you do? Instead of dropping off at McDonald's or doing anything like that, you can eat healthier options such as Chipotle or Panera Bread. Or best case scenario, learn how to cook your own food. That's really the best option. There's a whole bunch of YouTubers online, a whole bunch of recipes and things that you can go to online. In fact, now with AI, the way it is at the making of this episode, ChatGPT, just go on that and ask ChatGPT to make you a list of super healthy, maybe protein dishes, and then give you the recipe. And then voila, within like a minute, it'll spit out all these recipes you can go ahead and try. Like I said, there's no shortage of the ability to get this information. You just got to be able to do it. Like I said, the second point that I have here, don't be scared of the stove. That just goes along with just, again, making sure that you're cooking your own food. Just like I said, find a recipe online, high protein, low fat, follow it to a T, especially if you're scared of the stove. You're like, I don't know how to cook. A lot of these people who make these videos and this information will tell you exactly what to do, what to look for, what colors certain things should be. Follow it to a T, including all the seasonings. And then depending on your taste buds, what you like, what you don't like, that's when you go ahead and make it again. Once it's all done, tweak something and voila, now you're a chef. It's literally that easy. So guys, remember, a healthy diet is comprised of 3 main macronutrients here, okay? Proteins, carbs, and your fats. Proteins, central for the muscle building and the repair. The fats are going to be essential for hormone production, and carbs, they provide us with energy. And make sure, guys, stay away from all that processed junk. Minimize the amount of fast food that you eat. And then, of course, with all the other tips that I've been giving before about working out and different styles of working out and exercising, at least you all have a very, very solid start on being able to get your weights under control. And guys, that's what I have for you this week. Thanks for listening. And before you go, don't forget that if you like what you hear, you can leave a rating and review. It really goes a long way. There's also, again, as I said in the beginning of the episode, an email list that you can join where you can get access to new episode releases, merch drops, upcoming events, so, so much more. And if you feel inclined to support the show, I greatly appreciate you, and you can support me on Buy Me a Coffee. Plenty of perks that you can go ahead and check out. Guarantee there's probably going to be something that you like. And if not, don't worry. We're constantly working on more perks on the back end here. So keep an eye out for that for anything new that might be coming out. All the links to everything that I mentioned are going to be down in the description below. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you all next time.